Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
All right, Alexis, what's going on today?
Okay, so my boyfriend Bradley and I, we've been together for a couple months and everything was great. It's so stupid because we just got to that point in the relationship where, you know, you have this innocent conversation talking about exes. I mean, we've been together a couple months, so it's purely safe. And like,
sure.
How many people have you been with? How many people have you been with?
Oh, boy.
That doesn't seem like a fun conversation at all.
It shouldn't be that big of a deal. He brought it up. And
sure.
He should be okay with the answer I give. I'm being honest. But I do. He really wasn't, and now it's been about a week, and he's acting so strange. I mean, he's just being weird about it.
Yeah, so you think it's like a number that kind of scared him?
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to shock a man like that. Like, it's strange.
I'm not going to ask what it is, because that won't be nice. But I'm a little curious. Right, Raven?
You don't ask. Ultimately, what do we want from him? We want him to say that he's okay with it? Or do we want to just break up?
I want him just to move past it. Like, it's in the past. Like, it shouldn't matter.
Okay.
My past is my past.
All right, let's go ahead and give him a call.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Brad?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Oh, okay. What can I do for you?
Brad, I know this is a little bit weird, but we talked to your girlfriend, Alexis, and she told us you guys had a conversation about her quote-unquote number, and you've been real shady since that. What's going on?
I see. I don't really want to talk about that, but it has been weird because that conversation was super awkward.
So you ask a question, she gives you an honest answer, and you flip?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right, because I didn't expect the answer that I got. I'm just processing it. And then so what, this means that she called you and is complaining about me?
She doesn't know what to do.
My number, okay, the deal is my number was higher than his, and I think that's what he has a problem with.
Oh.
It's not
right
that bad.
Here. Wait. Are you even talking to me, or what is this?
Oh, we're talking to all of us. We're like one big happy family.
Yep.
Why do you call the radio station to get on my case? I don't understand.
Because you're not listening to me, and I wanted some support. I mean, you're making me feel like a bad person just because I've had relationships before you existed in my life.
Not because you had relationships, because you bragged about it.
So is the problem the number or the bravado?
I think the number is surprising, and I think that the response to my reaction was not what I was expecting.
All right, well, I think it's pretty simple. I mean, obviously, Brad, your feelings are hurt. And I'm not trying to tell you how to run your life, but I mean, either you're going to be able to move forward or you're not. And if you're not, it's time to break up. And if you are, then it's, you know, time to make peace or whatever. Do you guys both agree to listen to some input that our audience may have on the matter?
I'm happy to.
We've come this far. I'm curious. I mean, I'm processing it my own way, but we can process it this way.
All right, that works. Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. Let us know what you think. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. He asked his girlfriend, Alexis,
sure.
The amount of romantic partners that she's had. They're, you know, kind of dating and been serious, and he wanted to know. And now he's been acting all weird, and she says it's a problem. So the question is can you recover from something like this when the person asks you and doesn't really want to know the answer?
You know what? Listen, I think he's just being a baby. I mean, that's the truth is, I get it. Your feelings are hurt, but you're an adult, all right? Nobody's pure as the driven snow. They come from someplace else, my friend.
1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
Oh, I had the same experience, and it took a long time for the guy to get over it, but I would just break up with him if he has this kind of mentality.
Well, you know, the thing is that, yeah, it took a long time for, she's saying, to get over it, but he did eventually get over it. I just don't think that's ever a conversation you ever want to have with a significant other. Why would you even ask if you don't want to know the answer?
Well, he asked, right?
Yeah.
And he's curious, and I think that, again, like she said, like, you know, basically, if his number was larger than hers, maybe he wouldn't be so freaked out. I mean, he didn't say that her number was gargantuan or anything like that. It's just more than his.
Yeah. What do you think about this? Can you get over something like this in a relationship? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. He asked. He wanted to know what her number is when they started dating. And
yeah, that never ends well.
No.
Never does.
certainly, he was not happy and been acting real weird ever since she told him the truth. And now the question is that can this relationship be saved? Because she's saying he's got to let it go.
Yeah, I'll just say this. It's wrong for you to hold on to it and keep kind of coming down on her. It's childish and immature. You know, you either got to deal with it or you got to move forward. That's it.
Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix. Do you think this relationship can be saved after he learned the truth? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
So I'm definitely on the girl side with it, too. I've had the same experience with my current boyfriend, but he finally got over it.
It feels to me, honestly, like it's an excuse for a guy to just give you crap. Like, I mean, if I'm just being honest, as a guy, like, because I have been that guy at different times in my life. Thankfully, I was a jealous, like, teenager. But, you know, you get to be an adult. And the truth is, he's not mortified. He's jealous and confused.
I was his first.
Right.
But I wasn't his first.
Right.
I see.
Yes, we were younger, but we've been together now 6 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, he seems to at least have gotten over it.
Right. Well, he seems, yeah.
Right.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Hi, Dana and Raven. What do you think about this morning?
I think they've done a lot of studies on this. And on the studies, they always say that as double or what women tell you.
Well, we're not here to debate really
her
past.
We're not saying she's a liar.
We're here to say what goes on.
No,
in
I'm not saying she's lying. I'm just saying he's thinking that she did more than what she's saying.
Wow. You're getting way too deep on this, you know?
Right. I mean,
like a typical guy.
Point,
all right, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate the fake science you've provided this morning.
Right. Yeah. We're so delicate, guys. Our sensibilities are so delicate.
You're like a little bird.
We really can't hurt
your feelings.
We really are.
Hi, Dana and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
I'm on her side. Because if he was so concerned about something like that, he should have asked the question before they started the relationship.
Just walked up to her.
That's true.
Right. How many you been with? Oh, okay. You're in the no category.
Yeah, they should have put it in, you know, you should just put it in your Match.com profile just to get it out of the gate.
Here's my number. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the girl's side because I have gone through the same thing.
And how did you deal with it?
Well, my boyfriend and I, actually, he's going to be my fiance very soon. I have a much larger number than him. And he just accepted it.
Hey, got to get over it. And this is why I thank you so much for the call.
Grow up.
I've never had this conversation with my husband, ever. And I never want to. I don't want to know. Let's leave it like that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Alexis, our audience agreed with you today. Brad, chill out.
Yeah, I guess it's just a surprising way to have to breathe it out, but I will.
Alexis, I feel like you've been a little bit exposed throughout this thing here, and I'm sure you are a wonderful person.
I am, and I'm not embarrassed or ashamed of my past at all, but if we stay together, then you know what? I'm just not going to be forthright in sharing of my past. It's my past, and, you know, he and I will just have to be our own thing, separate from who I was before him.
Sounds like our turn to exit the conversation. Guys, thanks so much for joining us today. If anybody else has an issue, they can email us at couplescourt@star999.com.